and
Aardvark.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 99. I'm excited to jump right on into it today, because today I'm doing my new segment, and you're going to learn about the types of ghosts that are out there. So let's go ahead and get on into it. It's
lesson time.
Today's ghost lesson is the interactive personality. The most common of all ghosts spotted is usually of a deceased person, someone you know, a family member, or perhaps even a historical figure. These ghosts can be friendly or not, but often show themselves to others in a variety of ways. They can become visible, they can speak or make noises, touch you, or even emit an odor like perfume or cigar smoke to let you know that they are there. Experts say that this type of ghost retains its former personality of when they were alive and can feel emotions. And often, they are visiting you to comfort you or let you know something important. So, if you happen to see a lost loved one, chances are they are there because they feel you want or need to see them. I am super excited about this new segment, and I think it's just so much fun because now you're getting to learn about the type of ghosts that are out there, and then maybe you can figure out what kind of ghosts they are in the stories that are read. I don't know, I think it's really awesome. As always, I'm going to have this linked in the show notes so you can go and click on the link and, you know, check it out for yourself. I just think this first one started it off really well because it's the most common ghost that are usually out there, which I think is awesome. And I like the fact that they said that they can either be friendly or not, because I have always said that, like, you know, it doesn't have to be a demon if there's negative things going on. It just can be an unfriendly spirit. So anyhow, let's go ahead and move on into stories.
This comes from excellent_cut7573 on Reddit.
Okay, let me start by saying I'm a very detailed, observant people person. So I'll explain what happened as concise as possible. It was 1985, my second year in college, and I was living in an upper floor of a co-ed college dorm in Arkansas. It was going into fall, so the nights were starting to get just a slight chill. I came home late Friday night, more like early hours of Saturday, from dancing and partying with my friends. My dorm had a private fenced-in parking lot in front and free-to-others type parking behind it. Since I came home so late, literally every spot was taken in the private parking lot, so I had to park my car down the hill behind the dorm. Saturday night rolled around, and even though I was still sporting a bit of a hangover, my friends talked me into going out that night. The private parking lot was lit with huge streetlights, and so was the street that ran in front where the sidewalk led you to the back lot. I took off through the parking lot and stepped onto the sidewalk, and noticed a couple arm in arm walking my way. I didn't think anything of it, other than I was gonna have to step aside and let them by as I made my way past. Both were dressed like they had been out having fun. As I reached them and made eye contact in somewhat dimmer light, he looked at me. His eyes were red. I don't mean the whites of his eyes. Like, his whole freaking eye glowed red. I don't want to sound nuts, but it was like they were animal eyes, reflecting in a spotlight at night, a glow. Then she glanced my way as I was passing, and her eyes were exactly the same. A solid red glow. It freaked me out bad. I basically walk ran to my car and went out to the party. I didn't tell anyone because I figured they'd think I was seeing things. But I've never seen anything like that since. I guess I'd put it out of my mind until I was talking to my spouse one night, and the memory surfaced like a nightmare. Of course I'm not scared now. That was a millennium ago. I don't know what they could have been, but it was also the way he continued to stare as I passed that really unsettled me. I don't think I was supposed to see that. This one is just eerie because they have glowing red eyes. Glowing. And initially when I first read this story, I was thinking, oh, maybe contacts, like colored contacts. No, granted, I don't want to say, well, this was the 80s, but this was the 80s and I don't know how readily available colored contacts were for people. I know that that was like a thing in the early 2000s when I was in high school, but I don't know about the 80s. I know that they probably existed because, hello, movies have people with colored eyes in them, so I'm assuming they were a thing, but I don't think they were just like readily available for people to purchase, but I don't know. It's just the fact that they're glowing and not just like red eyes is what's unsettling to me. Because why are they glowing? I've never really heard anything like this before. Is this like some vampire shit or or like what? Like what could this be? This one I'm going to have to do some research on because this is not something I've ever heard of in my entire life, honestly. Other than maybe like a horror movie where they have colored eyes and I don't know, special effects can make them glow. I don't know. It makes my spine tingle and I don't like it. I just don't like it. It's the only story that I've ever read before that has red glowing eyes from someone just like an actual person walking by, if they are actual people. So I think that's really interesting. I would really love to hear if anybody else has had something like this happen because this is the first one. So I'm just curious. I'm curious to see what you guys think this is because I don't know. I don't know if it would be a vampire or just some weird, I don't know, some weird mimic thingy mabobber. I don't know. Either way, it's weird. It gives me chills down my spine. I'm sure my mom listening to this is going, ew, not vampires. She hates vampires. So sorry, mom. But anyhow, what are your guys' thoughts? Let me know. And we're going to go ahead and move on to the next story.
This comes from ROOG07 on Reddit.
I was only around one or two at the time, and every day since I could crawl, I would go to the pantry and speak nonsense for a couple of hours, and then leave. One day, my parents put out a picture of my grandpa, whom I've never met before because he passed of cancer just before I was born. And when I saw it, I pointed to the photo saying my first words ever, Papa. Then I rushed over to the pantry and pointed inside saying, Papa, Papa. This story is told through my parents' eyes, and it just shows how toddlers have a special connection with past relatives. I do not have any recollection of this, as at the time, I was my infant toddler years. This is a very sweet and spooky story at the same time, depending on how you look at it. It's spooky because the kid points to the picture of someone they've never met before and immediately goes over to the pantry and is like, yeah, yo, they're in there. And so that is spooky. But then you could also go, well, why the pantry? Why not like their bedroom or the living room or anywhere else in the house? Well, guys, maybe the grandpa was just like, yo, let's get a snack. We can chit chat for a little bit and then you can go about your merry way, which who knows? Maybe that's exactly what happened. We don't know because this person doesn't even remember. So I'm just making stuff up for this person at this point, but I think it's very sweet and spooky, but sweet and interesting at the fact that they said Papa as their first words, and it just happened to be the spirit that they were seeing and talking to And yeah, I mean, I don't know. What do you guys think? I don't doubt that it was their grandpa. And honestly, it kind of coincides with the ghost that we learned today, the interactive personality, the most common of all ghosts. I mean, I think it's very sweet. I think it's very sweet. Do you guys have a story like this, or the one like the previous story with the red eyes? That's freaking weird. Or just really any paranormal story in general. You can head on over to my website and submit that. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all. Oddballs, thank you for listening. And if you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to leave 5 stars or thumbs up on whatever podcast platform you listen on. If you have any comments for this episode, comment below or head over to Instagram and comment on this episode's preview. To submit a story or for more information, go to itsanoddworldafterall.com.